Chapter 12. Who Gets the Prize? In June, nearly 200 students, teachers and parents spent 3 days in Devon, in the southwest of England. The glory of Devon Hotel, one of the most beautiful hotels in the area, gave special low prices because the group was so large and had made a donation to the building fund. A tour bus company donated the transport, and the restaurants and shops in the area also gave money. They were all enjoying themselves, but Lisa was worried. "The other teams are making so much money," she said. "The beauty team is busy for the party on Saturday night, and the photography team is making a video of the entire weekend. It's marvellous for the building fund, but not for us."
"Well, the newspaper team can't make money from our event this time," Bobby said with a smile. "I phoned the local newspapers myself." Just at that moment, Mike walked past their table.
"Hey, Mike," Bobby shouted. "Sorry you can't make money from us this time."
"You're wrong," said Mike. "This isn't a little newspaper article anymore. The story of the fundraising project is going to appear in a teenage magazine, and they're going to pay us." 2 weeks later, Helen, Bobby, and Lisa were sitting in Helen's garden drinking lemonade.
"I can't believe the newspaper team won the trip to Paris," Bobby said. "It isn't fair."
"Yes, it is, and you know it too," Helen said. "The newspaper team worked a lot. I'm also sorry that we didn't win, but we came second, and we also got prizes, new opportunities."
"Helen's right," Lisa said. "She's going to appear on TV next week and talk about Gregory and the fundraising project. And in September, we're both going to be models for the new young clothes shop."
"Yes," Bobby added, "and a big restaurant phoned me yesterday and offered me a job. I'm going to organise events for them next year and maybe work full-time after I finish school. We've all got new opportunities."
"I can't believe it's over," said Helen. "It was fun, wasn't it?"
"Yes, it was," Bobby agreed. "And in 2 weeks, I'm going to stay with my grandparents in California."
"You're lucky," said Helen, a little sadly.
"We're all lucky," Bobby said. "My grandparents want to invite a couple of my friends to come with me. You're my best friends. Please come."
"Well, it's okay for Lisa," said Helen. "She's got all her modelling money. She can buy a plane ticket. I worked a lot for the building project, but I haven't got any money."
"I thought about that, and I spoke to your parents," Bobby said. "They've got a solution." He went into the house and returned with Helen's parents. He smiled at Helen and sat down again.
"Helen, here's a plane ticket to California," her mother said.
Helen was very surprised.
"But why?" she asked.
"Because we don't want to go on holiday this summer," said her mother. "We're going to stay at home and prepare Gregory for year two. The plane ticket is a thank you for all your help with Gregory during the year."
"And because we're really proud of your work on the fundraising project," her father said with a smile.
"Oh, thank you," Helen exclaimed happily. "You're the best parents in the world."
Helen was silent for a moment, remembering the previous September.
"I wasn't happy at the beginning of year 11, she thought, "but it was an exciting year, and we did something special together."
She turned to Bobby and Lisa.
"Come on," she said. "We've got a lot of planning to do."